It's been actually amazing. Yesterday I came in and there were easily 25 bags from Amazon, which normally would make me very nervous because I would think, oh, what did I buy? What sort of shopping did I do last night that I've forgotten about? But right now it's amazing because they're all pajamas for our families.
Pajamas and waffle fries go so well together. Today on the podcast, the amazing story of how Chick-fil-A fans are donating thousands of pairs of new PJs to kids in need. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann, who is broadcasting from a very special location today.
Yeah, Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. How exciting is that, huh?
And you're also in a celebrity's backyard, right?
Yeah, that sounds kind of weird. But I'm not stalking them, but Drew and Ellie Holcomb have a Airbnb, and I'm staying in that. And, you know, they have me fenced off, so I can't look at them.
Are you going to go knock on their door and see if they want some Chick-fil-A?
I'm just going to sit on the porch and eat Chick-fil-A. Think that's weird?
And just stare at them?
Yeah. Morning.
A little weird, but that's okay. They're probably used to it from you.
Yeah, probably.
When they saw your booking come through, they were like, uh-oh, we need to be out of town during that time.
That's true. We can't tour. Darn.
Well, hopefully you're not like walking around the property in your pajamas, are you?
Yeah, why?
Well, that just brings it to a creepy level, but I got to tell you, Jim, I am slightly obsessed with having my kids wear matching pajamas. My son, Sammy, he's 8. My daughter, Fanny, she's 5. And I can't get them to dress alike during the day, but they seem more willing to do it at night. So I'm always buying them matching pajamas. I've already got them matching Christmas pajamas.
Yeah, I kind of feel sorry for your kids a little when I see all those pictures. But my family, they've always done, for several years anyway, I don't think they did it last year, but those matching Christmas pajamas. And the weird part is, everybody gets a pair but me.
Why?
What is that about? I don't
know.
Because
you're a curmudgeon. That's why.
They say, well, we don't think you'd wear it. Of course I would, for crying out loud. Do they not have old man pajamas or something? What's the deal?
Because they don't want the blue plaid ones, and they know that's all that you want to wear.
Oh, that's probably true.
Well, I am excited for you to hear the story of how pajamas are being used to encourage kids thanks to the Casey Cares Foundation and Chick-fil-A. Joining us is Erin Ritter. She's the Deputy Associate Director of Casey Cares. Welcome, Erin.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So can you tell us about the Casey Cares Foundation? Because I know you guys have a really cool story and a very inspiring mission.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Yeah, we provide ongoing palliative support for critically ill children and their family members. So kids who have been diagnosed with an illness like all different types of cancer, severe sickle cell, cystic fibrosis, lots of kids who have very complex health issues that maybe any one of them alone wouldn't qualify them for our programs, but together they're in and out of the hospitals, they're on active treatment, and our whole goal is just to provide some normalcy and some positive memories for the family while they're going through this really difficult time. So we have about 1,500 families that are active in our programs, and our goal is that each of them will do an activity about every other month. So I'm not going to do the math on that, but it's a lot of activities, things like tickets to baseball games and the circus and Disney on Ice and going out to the movies and going out to dinner and mini vacations. And really our whole goal is to provide them some family time, a break from hospital stays, a break from doctor's visits, a break from treatment regimens, and just to be a family for a afternoon or an evening or maybe a whole weekend.
How long have you been with Casey Cares?
So I have been with Casey Cares for 14 years, and we have been an organization providing activities for 20 years. So it's our 20th anniversary this year.
How did it get started?
Sure. So Casey, our founder and our executive director, had worked for a couple other wish granting groups and felt like there was an unmet need in the community. And really the unmet need was just ongoing support. There are a lot of organizations that kind of do a once in a lifetime experience or maybe a once a year activity, but she really felt like there was a big need for ongoing support. And she also felt like there was a lot of children who weren't being supported by other groups. There's obviously a lot of support out there for children with cancer, and we certainly help children with cancer. But there's also a lot of other illnesses that are really debilitating and really impact the whole family. And so she wanted to be able to serve those families too. So that's why she started Casey Cares. And we started... they had five families that they helped the first year that they were an organization. And now we have 1,500 families that we're providing support to. So
amazing. Well, you guys have been working with Chick-fil-A on various projects for a while, but 3 years ago, you started something really cool, the Casey Cares Biggest PJ Party. Can you tell us what this is?
Sure. So it is, it really is an opportunity for companies and schools and families to kind of get together to collect pajamas for their for critically ill children. And it kind of all culminates on Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day, which is really just a made up internet holiday, but it's always the day after taxes are due. So, you know, typically mid-April. And so, yeah, well, you know, companies will have their employees bring in pajamas and, you know, clubs and schools and sports teams will, you know, bring in pajamas. And last year we collected over 13,000 pairs of pajamas in the month of April. So it was huge. And all those pajamas then get rolled up and labeled and then sent either to area hospitals for them to give to their pediatric patients who are on extended hospital stays, or we send them home directly to our families in care packages. And it was actually started a child who was in our programs. Unfortunately, she lost her battle with leukemia, and in her memory, her grandma was collecting pajamas and bringing them to area hospitals. And she was also volunteering her time with us. And the more we talked about it, the more we said, this is exactly what we're doing. Why don't we just do this through Casey Cares? And so that was, oh gosh, that was, I think about 12 years ago. And the program has just grown exponentially since then. So the first year we gave out, I think, about 700 pairs of pajamas. And last year we gave out more than 17,000 pairs of pajamas to, to the hospitals. And some of the hospitals use them, they have them available for whenever they need them. Some of them use them as rewards for, you know, a hard treatment that their kids go through. And some of them use them in the emergency department when kids come in and they don't have clothes to wear. So they kind of get used all over the place. And we're certainly incredibly happy that the hospitals want them and the hospitals can use them. And it's all done kind of in, Cammie was her name. It's all done in her name. And it's really quite a legacy that, you know, she's been providing tens of thousands of pajamas since her grandma started this program with us. So
that is quite a legacy. And I think I read that it was over 30 Chick-fil-A locations helped you collect them too.
Yes. So Chick-fil-A signed on with us 3 years ago to help with our, you know, with this big pajama drive, which is amazing to have their support, but we had no idea how amazing their support was going to be. So last year was the second year that they were signed on with us. And of the almost 14,000 pairs of pajamas that we collected, they brought in over 6,000 pairs of pajamas. So they have all of their locations in the Baltimore area. So it was actually 38 restaurants all collected pajamas for the entire month of April. And then they brought them in to our office in a U-Haul truck. It was huge, and unloaded more than 6,000 pairs of pajamas in one day, which is just incredible. And the number of families, you know, that they impacted with that, you know, with that donation was huge. And so And they then also get their community involved. So they reach out to different clubs and schools, you know, in their restaurants, kind of service area, and get them involved. So it really is a very grassroots kind of drive. But it has the backing of Chick-fil-A, which is huge because, you know, everyone loves Chick-fil-A, and having kind of that name associated with your organization is, it really adds, you know, a ton of, kind of legitimacy to our group. And, you know, it's been a wonderful partnership.
We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to tell you how you can be a part of this pajama party.
Before 2020, you probably never thought you'd have a collection of face masks, but that's just the world we live in right now. We'll make your mask stash more moveless with one of our cow print face masks. Right now, we're giving one away free with every order at ChickfilAPodcast.com. Use the code KIDMASK for a free children's mask or coupon code ADULTMASK for a free adult mask. That's Kid Mask, all one word, or Adult Mask, all one word, to get your free cow print face mask. This offer is available while supplies last at ChickfilAPodcast.com.
And welcome back. I know this is for kids, but how about if you're young at heart, like myself? Because, you know, I battled cancer for the last 4 years, and winning, by the way, but... am I allowed to be in the pajama party thing, or are you going to be like my family and keep me out of these pajama things?
Adults and children are more than welcome to donate any pajamas to Casey Cares Foundation.
No, Aaron, he wants free pajamas. That's what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry.
just the kids. Like my family.
Just the kids.
Well, okay. We've been chatting with Aaron Ritter with the Casey Cares Foundation. Last year, you gave away more than 17,000 pairs of pajamas to critically ill children, with many of those coming from generous Chick-fil-A fans in Maryland. So how do you possibly distribute all of those? I mean, I just can't imagine the logistics of that.
Oh, sure. So we actually work with several hundred different hospitals. And we send out orders to them every month. They will, some have standing orders, and they say, you know, we'd love 100 pairs of pajamas every month. And so when we get them, we roll them up and box them. Our volunteers do a ton of work around that. And then and we mail them out to the hospitals. And some of the hospitals will, you know, do special orders. They'll say, oh, we have a lot of infants in our hospital right now. Can you send extra infant pajamas? Or one of our biggest needs is always adult size pajamas for not Jim, but for our teenage patients, because I know, I'm sorry. a lot of times they, you know, when people think of a children's charity, they think, you know, little kids, and that's amazing. But, you know, once you're size 12 or so, you're really in adult pajamas. So that is always one of our biggest needs. A lot of the hospitals request, you know, pajamas for their teen patients. But yeah, so it's a lot of stuff through the mail. And then we are also in communication, you know, certainly on a weekly or a monthly basis with our families. And so when they're having a particularly hard time, when they can't get out, you know, to do an activity, to go to a concert or a play or a baseball game, we will send care packages home, and we'll, in the care packages will be included kids, you know, pajamas for all of their kiddos. And a lot of times we'll do like a gift card for pizza delivery, or a gift card for like streaming services, Redbox, Netflix, that kind of thing, so they can have a pizza party at home with their family.
Now, this is mostly people from Maryland who are donating, and being a fellow Marylander myself, I understand how generous we can be, but you don't have to live in Maryland to donate, right?
You absolutely do not need to live in Maryland to donate. And in fact, although most of our pajama donations come from donors in Maryland, we actually serve 8 states. We serve Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Delaware, New Jersey, Ohio, and Florida, which is only 7 states. So I should probably think of that list again. But I'll figure that out. But yeah, so we serve 8 states. And frankly, if any hospital anywhere in the United States contacts us, we will send them pajamas. But we really do focus mostly on kind of the mid-Atlantic, parts of the Midwest, and then Florida.
So tell me, you have like an Amazon wish list?
We absolutely do. So we have some of the most needed sizes and styles on an Amazon wish list, and folks can access that through our website. It's caseycares.org. That's CaseyCares.org. And you can go on, you can choose out the, you know, the most adorable pajamas that you see, and you can buy them right there, and they get sent directly to our office. And it's been actually amazing. Yesterday I came in and there were easily 25 bags from Amazon, which normally would make me very nervous because I would think, oh, what did I buy? what sort of shopping did I do last night that I've forgotten about? But right now it's amazing because they're all pajamas for our families. And so it's been wonderful to come into the office each morning and see this big, you know, pile of Amazon bags, at our front door. And I have to, you know, sort through all of them. And I've been, you know, sending thank you notes out to the donors and such. But that has certainly been a wonderful good morning for the past week of, you know, seeing all this amazing generosity from, you know, obviously a lot of them are coming from Chick-fil-A and customers from Chick-fil-A. And then some of them have just been, you know, coming from folks who just hear about our pajama drive. So we are, you know, incredibly grateful for everybody's support.
We will definitely make sure to share that information on our social media and on our website at chickfilapodcast.com so you can be a part of this mission. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, it's time for Food for Thought.
Did you know that 93% of the people that sign up for our email newsletter are 99% better looking and 100% happier than people who don't subscribe? That's a fact. And you're thinking, wow, Jim, you must be subscribed twice. I know, I get that a lot. It's also a fact that signing up is easy. Just head to chickfilapodcast.com. And we're so sure you'll love seeing our emails in your inbox that will give you a free gift just for subscribing. Yeah, you heard me. Just scroll down our homepage to find this exclusive offer. So come on, what are you waiting for? Better looking? Happier? A free gift? Wait a minute. Why am I blocked? I thought I was subscribed. Oh, well, I'm sure you'll have an easier time. Just head on to chickfilapodcast.com. Welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Aaron, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Have you ever worked at a Chick-fil-A?
No.
If you did work at a Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to have?
Definitely the drive-thru, because those people have it all together. I feel like those people should be running the world.
Well, they kind of are, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
So what's your favorite sauce?
Oh, Chick-fil-A sauce.
All right. If you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
Nuggets all day long. When I was pregnant with my first child, I used to get the nugget meal. And then I'd be like, when did this nugget meal get so small? And then I realized that nugget meal was exactly the same. I would get a nugget meal and then also another 12 pack of nuggets. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore, thankfully, but.
Well, what menu item have you never tried?
I have, I have never tried breakfast. People have told me how wonderful it is, and I feel like I don't need one more reason to go to Chick-fil-A. Like, they already have my lunch and my dinner, and if I realize how wonderful breakfast is, I might never leave, so.
Yes. You'll never turn back if you do that.
Yep. So,
have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
I have not. But I have hung out with the cow mascot on several occasions with Casey Cares Foundation. The cow in pajamas has shown up on multiple occasions to talk about our pajama drive. So while I haven't dressed up like a cow, I've been cow adjacent.
Close enough. So what celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Dave Matthews.
Oh, good one. How many nuggets do you think you could eat in one sitting?
I think I could eat 50.
Huh, that's a good amount. How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
Okay, full disclosure, I just downloaded the app in the last like 3 months during the pandemic. So I am only at 1,624. And I know that that's super embarrassing. And I feel embarrassed.
Well, hang in there. Okay, last one. Team Nuggets or Team Strips?
Nugget, all day long. I like as much outside coating as possible. So
I love that. That breading is the best.
It really is.
And don't feel ashamed for your points. It's only temporary.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Well, this has been so much fun. But before you go, I want to make sure we can tell people how to connect with Casey Cares.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are on Facebook and we're on Twitter. It's, you know, blah, 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 Casey Cares. And then also our website, caseycares.org. Is a great place to come. We update it weekly with different stories about our families and the services we're providing and kind of, you know, their lives going through treatment for, you know, life-threatening illnesses. So our website's a great place, and our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram are also great places to check out.
Well, thank you so much, Erin. And thank you guys for all you do to encourage kids who really need it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for, you know, helping us spread the word. I was very excited to come on this podcast today.
Awesome. Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.